You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Diwali, often called the Festival of Lights, is a cherished celebration among South Asian communities. It marks the new year, renewal, and the triumph of light over darkness. This celebration holds deep roots in Hindu mythology. Today, we're joined by CAP Radio's own Shristi Prabha, along with Sean and Poonam Dhaliwal from Taj Supermarket in Sacramento. They're here to talk about Diwali's history, customs, and how Sacramento's Indian community celebrates the holiday with family, food, and traditions that bring a touch of home to Northern California. Shristi, can you start us off by telling us a little bit about the history of Diwali and tell us what it means to your community?
Hi, yeah, I can. I think talking about Diwali, there's so much that goes around it, right? There's the Shehra, there is Diwali, and then afterwards the New Year, Angkat for a lot of people. So I can't summarize it all on this one call, but I can give you a little sense of what it can mean. So Diwali is about using light to overcome darkness and using it to overcome obstacles in life with the strength from within and the strength of God. The festival is also linked to Hindu mythology as the day that Ram came back from being exiled, and we use diyas or candles as a way to show him the direction that he was supposed to travel. A lot of times you also have fireworks and you have lights because it's all about light. So, you know, you'll see, homes that are decorated with Christmas lights or string lights, and you'll see candles on people's doorsteps. Those are some of the ways that we celebrate Diwali.
That's great. And Sean, Poonam, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
I'm curious what Diwali means to you and your family and community members. Poonam, you want to start us off?
Yes, Diwali is a very beautiful festival originating in India, and it's celebrated not just by Hindus, but Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists. They all celebrate it, and each of them have their own spiritual significance. For us, it's delicious mithai, which is sweets, colorful rangoli, which is decoration, and we have a lot of diyas, which is the oil lamps, and it's just colorful, bright, festive, vibrant, just a very uplifting time.
Sean, let's talk about you. What does Diwali mean for you?
Food. So we make a lot of food at home. At the same time, because we own the supermarket, we have different type of materials. We had about 46 plus different sweets. We had a tent outside, and this has never done before in Sacramento because we have opened one of the largest supermarket in Northern California. And so we had a lot of different sweets, and customers loved it.
Yeah, let's talk about your supermarket, Taj Supermarket. When customers walk in, what are they greeted with respect to Diwali decorations?
Lots of lights. Decorations, and once they walk into through the door, there's a hot tea that we serve to every customer. They can just go right to the door and then at the entrance, and they can just grab a cup of tea for free.
And when did that tradition begin?
When we started the store, when we first opened the store.
And when was that?
This was back last year, I think September. I think August 2023.
Okay, and how does that relate to what someone may find in a traditional Diwali celebration?
Giveaway, celebrating, like we just share lots of a lot of different things.
What about you, Poonam? How have you kind of mixed in the celebration and the spirit of Diwali into the Taj Supermarket?
So when you walk into the store, you'll see garland of marigold flowers and decorating the entrance and the aisles, just the music. You'll hear religious music and spiritual music. You'll see the hustle and bustle, like just people grabbing diyas and decorations and lots of mithai sweets. It's just a different time. It's very uplifting, and it doesn't matter who you are in the store. Everyone wishes everyone happy Diwali. So it just kind of brings the community together.
And what's your favorite part about the holiday, and how have you been celebrating?
Just lighting of the diyas and sharing food.
Shristi, what about yourself? What's your favorite part of the holiday and how have you been celebrating this year?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky because I actually went to Taj Supermarket and I got to celebrate a little bit with Sean, who gave me his chai, the free chai that he was mentioning. I got to see all the decorations. I bought actually mitais from them for my friends in Sacramento. I did multiple parties. I went to like 4 parties this weekend because we have a bunch of family and friends that live nearby. My favorite part of Diwali is actually doing rangoli. So I think Poonam brought it up a little earlier. Rangoli is you make it with rice flour or sand, and it's this big decoration, kind of like you see mandalas in front of people's homes. And so I made one of those in front of my house in San Jose. That's where I'm from. So I came home. I celebrated with my parents. We did light a lot of diyas. That's a big part of Diwali. And we just spent time with each other. And like Sean said, I love food. So we made a bunch of food and we had people over and we ate. And it's all about giving and sharing and uplifting others. So, you know, similar to Poonam and Sean, I did the same thing, but in San Jose.
That's great. Well, you mentioned there's a few parties that you went to. Taking a macro look, the South Asian and Indian community here in Sacramento is 3% of our county's population, but it's also one of the fastest growing ethnic groups in the state. What can you tell us about this community that you're part of?
This community is very vibrant. You know, it's not one note. And I think Poonam brought that up too, right? You have Sikhs, you have Jains, you have Hindus. This is not a religious holiday tied to one demographic of people. Then you also have South Asians is an all-encompassing term for people from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan. So this isn't a one-note group, and you have to think of it that way, that there are so many different ways that they interact with not only the religion, but the cultural festivals and the links to their cultural ties are different. So, you know, I went for this story, I went to a temple and I also went to the grocery store because I thought I could get a more diverse understanding of what Diwali looks like in Sacramento. And I think these two places are kind of ties to our culture from our different motherlands and how we can bring them into Sacramento ourselves. And I think Taj Supermarket, which is so big, kind of does that because it has spices and foods and fruits and things that you would need to make different kinds of foods on Diwali.
Sean, how do you embrace the multicultural nature of this greater community that Shristi was talking about when you think about the kinds of offerings at your Taj Supermarket?
So we offer, all different cultures groceries, Indian, Fijian, Pakistani, and Afghani groceries. So we're just not just an Indian grocery store. We're diversified in every culture. More of an Eastern. So, we have the longest aisles, I think, that we offer groceries in every different community.
And what prompted you to start the supermarket?
Friends, my partners. So I have 2 partners in the business. And first we got the building, then we had a different idea of opening up a banquet hall. But the banquet hall is going to require a lot more money than we anticipated. So then we had an idea of opening up our largest grocery store in Northern California, which we did. At the same time, we also own a bakery. This is about 2 miles away from here, 2 miles away from the store. So we make fresh sweets, fresh food, cakes, and we offer eggless cakes. So there's no eggs. So we have a very fine niche that we offer to the customers.
And how significant is this celebration of Diwali to your overall business?
Oh, I think it was one of the biggest one. Biggest out of all 365 days holidays that we have. Diwali is the busiest time for everybody. People take time off from work. Even if they have to call in sick, they will. but it's one of the biggest.
And how do you plan for that? What were the conversations like in being this this place that so many community members are going to rely on for this holiday?
Oh, we had to plan for at least like 3-4 months ahead of time. And at the last minute, we had to work at least like 16 to 18 hours a day. It gets very tiring for most of our families because when you have employees, they only work, certain hours. And for family, they have to pitch in long hours. and which we did. So we were only sleeping for like maybe 5-6 hours a day. It was very tiring. Now we're relaxed right now.
Putin, what has this been like for you?
It's been hectic but fun. Like Sean said, all our families, our kids, our parents, everybody pitched in, and you know, we wanted it to be a very successful Diwali sale. And it's one of the biggest sales we have is the Diwali sale because it runs for 2 weeks. Customers start preparing early. They want to grab their decorations, their divas, their ingredients for the sweets and food they're going to make. So it's fun. It's hectic. It's just something, you know, it's kind of like the Black Friday sale, but it's Diwali. So it was very interesting and fun. And we look forward to doing it again next year.
And Tristy, you were there for the lead up to this and then also the opening when the doors open, right? And everyone comes in. What was that like as a reporter?
Yeah, I absolutely love going to my local Indian grocery store or, you know, South Asian grocery store on Diwali because there's so many goodies that you don't normally find. There's so much activity. There's people. I mean, Sean had a dosa station outside, so I even ate some dosas. I had the chai. I kind of talked to Sean. I convinced him to talk to me, actually. And it was just a wonderful time. I think it's the idea of community coming together and finding joy. And I think that's what you get when you go to an Indian grocery store during Diwali, is just the sense that everyone is going to be doing something fun and exciting and wants to share. And I love getting to be part of my community because that's not something I get to do very often out here in Sacramento when I do my reporting.
And what was the significance of doing this story and of meeting Sean and others to raise awareness about this community?
I got to do a lot of my reporting in Hindi, which is something I don't get to do very frequently. I got to talk to people in language. I got to, you know, they were excited to even talk about what Diwali means to them or what their community means to them. And that's so exciting for me to hear. I don't know if Sean feels that way, but it was really nice to hear from Sean about what he's getting to do for Diwali and what it means for him and his employees and his family. And so I think the representation in general, like, one thing that Sean even mentioned just now is that we don't get Diwali off. We all work on Diwali. And it's kind of a sad thing because in India, you get a month off for Diwali. There's so many celebrations leading up to and after Diwali that you get the whole month. And here, we try to fit everything into a weekend, maybe after the day of Diwali, because you don't actually get the time off. So I actually worked on Diwali. But getting to play this feature audio piece where I had sounds in Hindi, I had music, I had sounds from the grocery store and the temple, and it was just very fulfilling and meaningful, I think, to feel that representation in my work.
Sean, just in our last minute, I'm curious, how have you balanced this this need for celebration, the care that you have for your staff and knowing that they need to celebrate as well, and the responsibilities of operating the busiest shop for this holiday in the region?
So we have about, I think, about 15 family members and maybe another, I would say about 10 employees. And even the employees, they also pitched in their after hours. They were just voluntarily helping us, and they did not even ask for pay. They wanted to be there. They did not want to go home. It was just so much fun for them. The planning took a long time, and every one of us pulled it all together to make this thing happen. And we are, like Poonam said, that we're pretty excited to do this thing again next year. Like, we're going to make it even bigger than what we had this year.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I'm sure it'll grow year after year. Thank you very much for coming on today, Sean.
Thank you so much for having us.
Poonam, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Tristy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You too. Thanks, Alan.
Sean and Poonam are from Taj's Supermarket in Sacramento. And Tristy is a CAP Radio reporter who has been celebrating Diwali. Coming up next, we will feature When We Were Colored, a play about the Black experience in the 20th century Sacramento. It's opening at the Guild Theater this month. We'll be speaking with playwright Ginger Rutland and her daughter, Eva Schwartz. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. We're back in just a moment.